Okay, everyone, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. All right, Sarah, let's dive into this. The image opposite breaks Bitcoin owners down into four categories: HODL and borrowers, pure HODLers, spend and replace, and sell to spenders. Which one are you?
Hey, John. Honestly, it depends on how the market is moving. But look at that first one in purple, HODL and borrow. This is for the money maximalists. They keep 100% of their BTC and just borrow fiat against it to spend.
Yes, I see that. High upside, but that volatility risk is no joke. If the price drops, you're looking at a margin call. Now, compare that to the green column, pure HODL, the generational purists.
Exactly. These guys are the diamond hands. They keep 100% of their BTC, spend only fiat, and have zero tax impact. The chart says they have the highest upside because they literally never sell. Their only risk is custody security, just making sure they don't lose those private keys.
Then we move into the more active users. The orange column is spend and replace. The vibe here is Bitcoin is money. They use Bitcoin for transactions, but immediately rebuy it to keep their balance at 100%.
I like that one, but as the chart points out, the risk type there is discipline. You have to actually remember to buy back what you spent, or you're just slowly draining your stash.
And finally, we have the red column, sell to spend. This is the practical crowd. They sell Bitcoin for fiat when they need to buy stuff. The chart is pretty brutal here. It lists the upside as low and the risk as permanent loss, because once you sell, you're out of the game.
Yeah, and don't forget the high tax impact. While the other groups are avoiding or minimizing taxes, these folks are triggering a capital gains event every time they cash out. But hey, the vibe is sleep well, so I guess there's a price for peace of mind.
That's for sure. Either way, it's a great spectrum, from the generational purist who treats it like a digital relic to the practical user of the asset in the day-to-day. I guess our use of sound money will adjust over time and as we accumulate more and more of the asset class. Enjoy the journey, folks, wherever your goals are as the world evolves. As ever, ongoing support and education is key. Access to DBM Wealth Builder series to stay on track in the big picture. See the show notes and see you next time.